This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced that Made in India products will now have a reduced US tariff of 18%. He made the announcement in a social media post after talking to US President Donald Trump. The Prime Minister stated that it was wonderful to speak with his dear friend President Trump, adding that when two large economies and the world's largest democracies work together, it benefits people and unlocks immense opportunities for mutually beneficial cooperation. The Prime Minister extended gratitude to President Trump on behalf of the 1.4 billion people of India for this announcement. Prime Minister Modi added that President Trump's leadership is vital for global peace, stability and prosperity. He said, India fully supports his efforts for peace. He said he's looking forward to working closely with President Trump to take the bilateral partnership to unprecedented heights. Union ministers Amit Shah, Dr. S. Jayashankar, Ashwini Vaishnav, Piyush Goyal and Kiran Rijiju have congratulated Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US President Donald Trump, as well as the people of India and the United States, on the landmark trade agreement. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar said this will create more jobs, spur growth and promote innovation in both the economies. He said it will strengthen Make in India endeavours and encourage trusted technology ties. Home Minister Amit Shah called it a big day for India-US relations. He said the trade deal with the significantly reduced tariff will pave the way for stronger trade ties and mutual growth. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said the trade deal reflects the power of two like-minded, fair-trading democracies working together for shared prosperity. Mr. Goyal said it is not just a trade deal, but a historic turning point that will reshape India-US relations and accelerate journey towards Viksit Bharat 2047. He expressed gratitude to Prime Minister Modi and US President Trump for their visionary and decisive leadership. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has termed it a win-win deal. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav said, "Together, India and the US have huge potential to work for peace and development." Indian Ambassador to the US, Vinay Mohan Quatra, has said that the India-US trade deal is a big win for a consequential partnership under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi and US President Donald Trump. In a social media post, Ambassador Quatra said the trade deal will create vast new opportunities for the two economies and the people of the two nations. U.S. Ambassador to India Sergio Gore emphasized that U.S. President Donald Trump genuinely considers Prime Minister Narendra Modi a great friend. In a social media post, Ambassador Gore said he is thrilled by the news of the trade deal between India and the U.S. He added that the relationship between the United States and India has limited potential. Rabi crop sowing has covered over 676 lakh hectares across the country as of the 30th of last month. The Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare has said Rabi sowing has seen strong growth this season, with the total area rising by 15 lakh hectares compared to last year. Wheat has been sown over 335 lakh hectares, while rice covers 45 lakh hectares. The government has notified the Baggage Rules 2026 and issued the new Customs Baggage Declaration and Processing Regulations 2026 and a Master Circular for people travelling to and from India, which will make airport procedures easier and faster. Ministry of Finance said new rules aim to reduce paperwork, increase transparency and speed up clearance at airports. Passengers will now be able to declare their baggage electronically and even in advance, saving time at customs counters. A leading human rights organization of Pakistan has reported that at least 10 civilians were killed after Pakistani security forces opened fire on a passenger vehicle near Cadet College in Nushki district of Balochistan yesterday. Condemning the attack, Baloch Voice for Justice said such attacks on unarmed civilians are unlawful and constitute a serious violation of fundamental human rights. In the Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Gujarat Giants will take on Delhi Capitals in the crucial eliminator clash at the BCA Stadium in Kottambi, Vadodara today. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.